good house. Check your drum level, Jesse. I've been hearing a lot of you.
Thank you.
real easy.
Come on and walk on the water with me. Come on and walk on the water with me. You will not fail. You will not fail.
Come on and walk on the water.
Come on and walk on. Holy Ghost, why? Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's offering time. So in the same spirit of praise and worship, just worship God. Be obedient to God. We talked about tithing and offerings in the Bible class this morning. And we learned a lot. It was really good. We get so many things out of perspective when it comes to our attitude towards God. You know, we want to do the tithe, which God requires, and then we want to believe that that's enough. But how many of you know that wherever you are today, there's always more tomorrow? That to stop growing is to really to die. That as believers, we're always growing. The bodies, as Paul said, is wearing down. But day by day, we're growing inside. We're on the increase. And that will and should manifest in every area. So I encourage you, if you have a revelation, and we're talking about giving, if you have a revelation on giving today, be ready for God to increase it tomorrow. Just like anything else, if you think you know what love means today, be ready for God to expand that meaning to you tomorrow. Amen? We're not to stop. So in the area of giving, last time I talked to you a little bit about Solomon's temple and the offering they gave and the massive offering that was. And for God to do that, first of all, we have to be blessed to even have a massive amount. And then blessed to the point where we can give it and not worry and not be under stress or under condemnation. So I'm not going to keep you long. But in that same attitude of praise and worship, I don't want to disrupt that. But I want you to prepare what God's leading you to do. Pray and hear God. I'll say one thing that we went over this morning, and then I'll let you go on and give. But you know that scripture when Jesus says, to the measure you meet, it will be measured back to you. Remember that? Give, and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. To the measure you meet, it will be measured unto you. How many of you have heard that before? That word measure, and I want you to think about it, but the meaning of that word measure is limit. Whatever limit you're willing to give to God is going to be the limit of your harvest. And we're talking about seed. Now, we think that we just give to God and it just goes away and, you know, hopefully something good will come out of it. And I'm even hearing this, that, and I'm going to say it because I think it's a deception. We don't give for good karma. That's a false religion. That's something that the devil's got the world wrapped up into, that if you do something good, one day it'll come back. But we're not just doing good so that one day good things will happen to us. We're planting a seed, not just expecting something good to happen, but expecting a harvest. When you look throughout the Bible, God planted seeds. Men of God planted seeds. Everything that God has been able to do, he has had to plant that seed. Jesus came about by much prophecy. He didn't just pop up out of nowhere. Everything that happens is a result of planting a seed. So we need to be specific in our faith and not limit the measure that we sow, because you're not doing it to give it away. You are planting a seed for your future. And the Bible says, he who sows bountifully reaps bountifully, and he who sows sparingly reaps sparingly. So in that attitude, I want you to prepare your offering, whatever God's led you to do, and realize you are sowing into your future and the future of the kingdom of God. You're not just putting money away that you'll never see again, or putting something away that when you die and go to heaven, you know, it'll all be there. But you're sowing into something, and it will produce fruit. Amen? How many of you believe that? I know it's a concept. And when that concept hasn't been reality, it just seems like a good theory. But it is reality. And I want to encourage you to step out in faith on that and watch God increase you in every area. Will you stand up with me? Hallelujah. Just lift your offering to God. How many of you enjoy praising God? Isn't it awesome? Lord, we praise you tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done and are doing. We thank you, Lord, that you're working on our behalf. And not only that, that because we love you, you're causing all things to work for us, for our good, Father. We thank you, Lord, that this seed that we're sowing will not return empty and void. But Father, this seed will produce fruit in the kingdom of God. Father, that will remain forever. That this isn't invested into the earth where a thief can steal it and rust can corrupt it, but it's being invested in the kingdom of God, and it will last forever, Father. I thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Father. Lord, right now we give you the glory for that harvest, Father. We give you the praise and the glory, Father, for blessing us to be able to give the kind of offerings that you have spoken about in your word, Father. Lord, we thank you and praise you. We can't do it on our own, so we don't try to, Father. We depend on you, on your goodness, on your faithfulness, on your word, Father. And we receive by faith right now the provision for that. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We love you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may bring your tithes.
This is wonderful. I love this. I just love this is the way it's supposed to be, people. Amen. I don't think we have any more coffee. Amen. I don't think we need to have any more coffee. How many of you are in this thing for the long haul? How many of you are, I'm talking about into God for the long haul, into the things of God for the long time. Amen. This is a real Holy Ghost meeting. I think the time's been wrong all the time. Amen. I just think talking this. Oh, sure. Thank you. I just think the time's been wrong the whole time. I think Holy Ghost meetings, I think the more difficult you make it for people to get there sometime, the better the meetings are. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. How many of you sense the presence of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Already got instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on down, Jesse. We won't need to be here long. How many of you are in for... The good thing about Holy Ghost meetings, we got so many things going on in the church, and I've already got instructions. We don't need to be here forever. If we can flow with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost can get done what he wants to get done. You know what? And we can go. Isn't that great? How many believe the Holy Ghost wants to do greater works? Amen. This meeting, really, Friday nights are all about manifesting the Holy Ghost. That's what your objective should be. You know, we go through and we fellowship and we get there, but then we need to get you to the point, amen, to where you can experience the presence of God, the touch of God, the manifestation of God. Maybe something supernatural will happen that will increase your faith. And you can build, you know what, since you're educated in the ways of the Holy Ghost, if you're not so educated, it takes you a real long time or whatever, amen, but since, you know, you can build from glory to glory, you know, you can pick up where you left off and not leave off. You know, somebody say just an hour saturation or whatever you have to do. How many of you really need Jesus, need the Holy Spirit? Well, God's already spoken. I don't know whether, if you were listening, you would have heard it. If you were listening, you would have already would have heard it. Amen. He is awesome, isn't he? Everybody just stretch out your hand and say, Holy Spirit, you're awesome. Say it one more time. Holy Spirit, you're awesome. Glory, why don't you stand up and just start to bless the Lord in your prayer language. Just be free, honey. Hallelujah. Somebody say the Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lion of Judah will break every fetter. Somebody say, thank God for that. What is a fetter? You ever heard the word fetter? Old English word fetter. Anybody ever heard that word before? Fetter is a chain. It says the Lion of Judah will break every fetter and give to us the victory again and again and again. Some say praise God for that. I mean, you're looking for victory and want victory. He's able to do it. I just want to reiterate, I got some instruction here. Seems like these 10 minutes are going forever. Everybody write down the word one. Did anybody hear that tonight? Write down the word one. When you obey the Holy Ghost, you get blessed and you get to hear from God, right? When you obey the Holy Ghost, you get blessed, you get to hear from God. When you hear from God, God gets to do some things. So I say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Say just one. Everybody say one. Say it one more time. Say one. Say one by one. Say it one more time. One by one. It says one by one until we're one. That's a word from God. Did you know that? Think about it. One by one until we're one. And they'll be one. W-O-N-E. Hallelujah. Huh? W-O-N. Okay, I'm better. Thank you for helping me spell, Brother Jesse. W-O-N. W-O-N. Hallelujah. He is the Holy One. What does that say? The Holy Ghost says that God's going to touch you one by one. And after he touches everyone, you'll be one. And then when you're one, O-N-E, somebody say hallelujah. Baptized into one body. Somebody say baptized into one body. And when you're one, then they'll be W-O-N-E, one. Somebody say hallelujah. Did you get that? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say one by one. Until we're one. What's going to make us one? What's going to make us get along? What's going to make us come into unity? Get out of strife. Get in that stuff. Somebody say the Holy Ghost makes us one. And he'll get to every individual. I prophesied and I speak it right now. He said it. One by one. He's going to come by. Do you know Jesus was in this place tonight? Do you know that Jesus was in this place tonight? I don't know what measure or what manifestation or measure he was in, but I discerned his presence right around this area, right around here. Amen. I don't know what to degree. There's only been a couple of times where I sensed it stronger, you know, where it was actually tangible. Amen. Somebody say Holy Ghost meetings. We're going to have some real Holy Ghost meetings. We had a Holy Ghost meeting one time. Last time I sensed that presence, it was stronger, but last time I discerned it, that sweet or sensed it. Cary Grant. Y'all ever done that song, To Seek Your Face? Song, To Seek Your Face and Not Your Hand. The girl that wrote that song used to go to Holy Ghost meetings with us in Shreveport. And one night it was a service quite like that, amen. And they had all the lights out. We used to turn the lights out because it was young people. And then nobody wanted anybody to be looking at them, you know. You know, they just felt more comfortable when it was dark and nobody else could see them but God. So they had the lights out. And one night it was just so sweet. And we just went on for hours and hours and hours just loving God, just praising God, just worshiping God. And I looked over to the back of the room and I saw Cary Grant just dancing around, just sweetly dancing around. Then all of a sudden I saw this white around her, you know, like she had a dancing partner. And all of a sudden I saw Jesus dancing with Cary Grant in the back of the room. So say hallelujah. Do you know what? If you get your heart right, God will do stuff like that. You'll sense that y'all have had different manifestations, different things happen, but he will show up. Rex, remember the last time you were sitting there at that seat, we were having Holy Ghost meetings. Remember that curtain? Hallelujah. Amen. Sitting right about where you were sitting right now. Remember the last time you fell on your knees and started to worship God? Every once in a while, God shows up. Well, that's what Holy Ghost meetings are all about. He wants to get to the point to where he just touches your heart. He blows your mind. It's not just a church service. Amen. One by one, he will manifest himself to you. Amen. And after everyone, amen, has it, experiences it, amen, you'll be one. What you have in common, some say, I've seen the light. I've seen God. I've touched God. I've experienced God. Therefore, I'll never be the same. Then after we're one, what's going to make us one? Amen. So say one by one. That means everybody's got to experience God for themselves. Everybody, God's going to introduce himself to everybody. Everybody's going to experience God to himself. And that unique experience, amen, is going to make you one. Sometimes you'll experience God, you won't be able to explain it. Amen. And the person will be able to look at you in the face and say, you don't have to say anything. I know. Amen. Then once that one, they come, amen, I know there's a God. I know there's a God. Once we're one in that, amen, then evangelism is going to happen. You'll be able to win everybody to Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? We got instruction tonight, amen. So don't miss the Holy Ghost meetings. Don't miss because they build. You have to be obedient to the Holy Ghost because God's getting us to the realm. There have been things prophesied to where a lot of stuff is going to be happening. Not just to us. I believe some of the things that have been prophesied by others are starting to manifest now. And God's just getting us ready for it. God's just getting us ready for it. Amen? And you got to get the most that you can get. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to let you out of here at 11 o'clock. Don't think that Holy Ghost meetings are an hour, because they're not. But I did get that word tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. in obedience. Just love God for the next 3 minutes. Just love God with all of your heart. Just love God and worship God with all of your heart. Hallelujah. Just love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul. God's going to give you restoration. Some of you are going to start, some of you have grown cold in your worship. You've grown cold in many different ways, and God's starting to restore that right now. You can sense His presence even right now. That callousness, that hardness, unsensitivity. God's moving right now. Even, oh, how, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, y'all about to go into a wonderful season. You're about to enter into a wonderful season of the supernatural. I discern that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, you need to do what you got to do. Amen. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you to do, do it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just worship Him. Don't be boxed up. It's about manifestation. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mosa, bale, te menudista ha. Dingo zumenebe shikalabahana hebehabahikabaha. Yomono ustaramha. Yea, to a new level of obedience, to a higher calling, I calleth my people. Brungunduna musiki debehada labuviki piha. To a higher height, to hear His voice more clearly, to see His face. Ha ha ha. Hanamuna masa. To experience His embrace. You've been invited to a secret holy place. Come up higher, come up higher, for you've heard me call you out into the night, and you've responded. Yea, I've said it again, and this is the season when it shall manifest. I said you'll see me, therefore you will. Glory to God, therefore you will, therefore you will. And I guarantee, as the song was sung tonight, you will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. So expect supernatural change on the inside. Expect supernatural change on the inside. For the devil has lost, and the victory is won. And in obedience, you'll see the manifestation. Thank you, Father. I'm done. Glory to God. 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 Yea, the instructions are of me. This is the season when you enter into the secret place. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you love Him? How many of you love Him? Be open for the manifestation of God, which will come on the wings of obedience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Ready? We're done. Isn't that wonderful? I didn't cut a thing short. I didn't cut a thing short. Stay in the Spirit. Roam in the Spirit. The meeting doesn't have to, we're finished the meeting, but it doesn't have to end. Stay in the place of obedience and watch what happens. How many of you enjoying this revival? I feel like we're in revival with all the school stuff going on, all the other stuff. It's just wonderful, and it's going to get better. Just wonderful, it's going to get better. And some of you are going to get blessed. God's going to call you to prayer in many different strange places. Amen? You're going to be called to prayer, and you'll start to get blessed. You're going to start to get blessed if you stay open. If you stay open. So said the meeting was so short, God said, no, you're gonna start to walk into a continual anointing. Not just from service to service, but God's going to teach you how to stay in the anointing of God and not come out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. If anybody else has got anything, please share it. Everybody clear? Let me show you what being clear means. In the Azusa Street Revival, before they close out a meeting, say, is everybody clear? And what clear means, you have nothing working on the inside. You know, God can be moving, amen. But you know, sometimes you get into these strong meetings, you get a word or you get something from God, and you feel like it's going to pop. It'd be a terrible thing to walk out when somebody's got that, amen. So you want to make sure everybody's clear before we go, amen. Nobody's got anything to give as far as words or anything like that, and we can roll, amen. Hallelujah. Everybody clear? Nobody's got a tongue, nobody's got anything to sow. Praise the Lord. Did y'all enjoy tonight? Praise God. Love the people. Do what God tells you to do. Before you walk out, amen. Praise God. Before you walk out, let everybody know how much you appreciate to be there and you can go. Amen. Let everybody, make sure everybody knows how much you appreciate them and you can go. And do it with the right heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost told me to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'll go on, dude. Praise God. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. And something else is about to happen. Hallelujah. Here you go.
Yeah, it's because you're going to...